from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to headlines. Brought to you by the New Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Miami Dolphins done practicing for the day. They'll have a joint practice tomorrow with the Washington Commanders. So we'll get excited for that. Some action. Of course, Dan Quinn, in a lot of ways, is one of Mike McDaniel's mentors when he was head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. So
he's got two guys.
He's got a lot of had a lot of jobs. Mike McDaniel had a lot of jobs.
He was in Cleveland.
He was in Cleveland. That's how him and Weave know each other. Any words out of Cleveland from him? I'm like, weird guy, a lot of words.
No, they got a good defense, so they haven't really they don't really make a big deal about, you know, losing guys, but they're really good.
Get to our training camp report here, our second one of the day, which is brought to you by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from their top-notch certified instructors to get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. If you're ready to make the move, log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. We had Tua speak to the media yesterday. And he said, Leroy, that he is he was impressed by young Jalen Wright's running style. He hadn't really gotten to see him do anything for real skis. And says that the young rookie running back got some swag to him when he runs.
Yeah, he's acclimated pretty quick. I think that was one of the first times I can really say that I've seen his personality with running the ball. Runs the ball and then throws one of those. I'm like, okay, like he got some swag to him. And I think he's still trying to feel out the guys. He's still trying to feel out the offense. And I think once he feels comfortable and gets comfortable, you know, then we'll all start to see his personality flourish.
There you go. Impressed with the young running back and what is looking like a pretty damn good running back stable that they got.
Between running back and wide receiver, they got a couple of full rooms. Like, the decisions that are going to have to be made.
Got three tight ends also.
Yeah, but tight end, you can keep two or three tight ends.
I would say Tanner Connors probably, you know, getting that injury. He's probably got to be a little nervous.
The harder decision is going to be in running back and wide receiver.
Agreed. Agreed.
Because you keep in mind, you're going to have to, like, where does a guy like Jeff Wilson fit in?
That's a great question, because he's Mike McDaniel's saying he's playing, I believe he said, best ball that he's seen him play yet.
Don't mean nothing.
I'm just saying that's what he said. He's just throwing out the compliments, and that's his guy. He scouted him back at North Texas, he said. Right. And, you know, but, I mean, yeah, you would essentially think that 1, 2, 3 are set, right? Ahmed's been hurt. I got to think this year without having an incredible preseason. He felt like he was on the bubble last year.
Thank God.
Chris Brooks. So then it feels like, what is it? Is it, you think they keep four? So Chris Brooks and Jeff Wilson, is that the battle?
It depends. Like, sometimes you can keep more if one of them's a special teams guy. You know what I mean? So that's the thing. That's where you make the decisions, because sometimes you might have a wide receiver that plays special teams, or another running back that plays special teams, and you might keep another guy at that position because of that. So even though he's listed as a running back, he's really a special teamer.
JFig, by the way, during the break, she handed me the worst headline of all.
What was that?
Tommy Fury and Molly May.
Oh,
no more.
Oh, my God.
One of the all-time Love Island couples.
Wow,
is splitting up.
Is there no hope for love in this world?
Dude.
It's crazy.
After 5 years and a baby.
Wow, dude.
Yep.
5 years. You know what? He probably got a little too big for his britches.
I mean, he hasn't had a fight since the Jake Paul fight. He didn't really ride the momentum of that fame, I got to say.
Remember, he cried afterwards.
Oh, my God. Did he cry like a big, this is for my legacy. I'm like,
what was that even?
I'm pretty sure your legacy is going to be your brother.
Tarnished.
Love Island.
He's my name. You know what this means, though? You know he's coming back. Both of them. Both of them.
Oh, so you think a Love Island reset, yeah. Like a Tibor Say Love Island?
Yeah, back in the queue.
Interesting.
You think he'd go back to Love Island?
Yeah, what else does he have in life? Literally.
Well, here's the thing, though. They weren't very interesting as a Love Island couple. No. Like, they were the lovebirds. They're like, we love each other. What, you know, like a debaucherous Tommy Fury? Is that what we're getting? Yeah. Somebody who's really ready to cut loose?
You watch The Challenge on MTV by any chance?
No.
I've never watched The Challenge. They're 25, 30 seasons in. When I was younger, there was this guy, CT, on there. He's still on the show, dude. That tells me that if you have a good character on these reality television shows, 20 years, 30 years.
That is a Love Island special. They will retread a lot of characters.
Gotta bring them back.
Like this season, two of them or three of them came back.
Yeah, none of them good, by the way.
I need Ekin-Su, Davide. I need them all back.
She writes, never.
Okay, go.
Never in a million years did I think I'd write this after 5 years of being together. I never imagined our story would end, especially not this way.
Wow.
I'm extremely upset to announce that mine and Tommy's relationship has come to an end. I will forever be grateful to the most important thing now and always, my beautiful daughter. Without us, there would be no her. She will always be my priority. I want to thank you for all the love you have shown us over the last 5 years. But after he cried for beating Jake Paul, I just realized, yeesh.
She got the ick.
She put yeesh at the end.
Major ick. Signed, Molly May.
Okay. I mean, yeesh, she's just a YouTuber.
Just imagine. Major ick.
Wow.
Great. Oh, man. Tough, we'll mix dude. Things up coming up next. This humming is interesting.
Yeah, and by interesting you mean impressive.
That's right.
Okay.
Not as impressive though as Frog Boy's mixed bag.
Woo!
More humming.
The mixed bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future.
All righty then. I have quite the mixed bag today with an assortment of items because I was recently judged on my mixed bag.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
who judged you?
I got some feedback from none other than Glenn.
What?
He said, too much dolphin stuff in your mixed bag, all right?
Is
it a mixed bag or a dolphin bag?
He said that?
Then he slapped me.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Well, don't you normally have themes?
I don't know. That doesn't sound like something I would do.
Slapped me. But you know what? Sometimes you need that. You need that reevaluation in life. So I decided I'm going to mix things up. I'm going to throw in some college football, some Ooh. Video games, some basketball. So you know what? Enough of the chit-chat. Let's get right into it. Right now, we are currently 2 days away from the release of the brand new Madden 25. But that hasn't stopped them from going viral already. With a new screenshot of a player build that they are deeming is less than favorable to Mr. Marvin Harrison Jr.
Oh.
Now, it's gone viral. People are saying that, you know, this is bordering the line of potentially racist.
Why?
Because they say that they've exaggerated the size of his lips or the color of his skin. But other people are arguing back, saying it's a pretty accurate depiction of what he looks like, more or less.
It is accurate.
Look, I mean, he has the light-colored lips, so it's not like Madden is doing anything to be, you know, a negative person. It's just some people aren't used to seeing it in digital rendering, especially since they didn't have college football games back when he was torching up the sidelines in Ohio State. What do you guys think? Looks good or too much?
Pass.
I think it looks good. I think it looks accurate.
I would just say this.
Yeah.
They actually toned it down. Mm. Right? Because
I've seen some bad renderings of players.
His real picture of his lips are pinker than in the in the CGI or whatever, the AI version. But that being said, we just finding reasons to just get at people now.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even think of that until you mentioned it.
Did he say anything about this? Has he commented on it?
He hasn't commented on it. I think he's in a bit of a lawsuit right now.
That's my point. My point is that we can't have nothing. You know what I mean? Like, somebody has to find a reason to pick
on. Someone always finds something to say.
Right.
Someone's always angry about something.
Right. So I would just say, no, like, it's garbage. It's garbage that they say anything. If he said something about it, okay. If he has a problem with it, if he haven't said nothing about it, who are we to start talking about what we should have a problem with? Leave it alone.
Got any Dolphins clips?
Back to the Dolphins.
Do you want to get smacked too, apparently?
Okay, so we have some positivity in the football realm.
Oh, we got a text.
We do.
We got a text.
Oh, dude. Okay, please. He's gonna get angry if he texts us. Sorry. Be careful.
Did not say that.
That's a lot of points.
He didn't deny the slap though. He did not deny the slap.
Well, wait till the delay on the app catches up for your first topic. What else is in the mixed bag?
Chris Marcos? Jones giving back to the community. Illinois school teacher sentenced to 9 years in prison for stealing $1.5 million worth of chicken wings over over a 10-year span.
Chicken wings are expensive.
So she was $150,000 per.
I think even.
But she was selling them out of her house.
I'm not sure, but they caught her because eventually the school's like, we don't even order bone-in chicken wings. What are you doing? But that didn't stop Chris Jones from saying, I'll pay for the wings that she stole to get her free.
Wow.
That's it. $1.5 million.
I like that. Good for Chris Jones. I don't know if that's how the law works, but I hope it does.
I hope so, too.
No, because you get the jail time and you got to return the money.
That's kind of like, that seemed like that's such a.
Sounds like the female version of Leroy. I can afford my own wings.
Yeah. Yeah, the only reason we would know that is if she had them under her car seat.
True.
That's how she got caught.
Hey,
What?
Dude.
Have you cleaned your car recently?
Yeah.
How many bones?
No bones. No bones. I haven't had... I haven't had... No, because I haven't eaten anything in my car in a minute.
That's impossible.
Yeah. No, I haven't. Like, you know...
I'm still confused. That's why I'm...
Have you, guess where I'm going Friday?
Where?
Ichiban.
Oh. Is that hibachi?
Yeah, I think so.
Love hibachi, dude.
I like hibachi too. But I'm like, don't tease me with the food. Like, I'd rather you just cook it in the back and bring it out. Right? I got to sit here and watch, and then you divide it up, and hey, you gave me 3 shrimp. You gave her 4 shrimp. What's up? Right.
But the trick with that,
but we all paying the same price.
Come on. Let me ask you. So she worked at a cafeteria and basically was like taking inventory.
Yes.
Like,
yeah. Interesting. She was like,
it's like Grand Theft Auto
during COVID as
doing.
Well.
What she was doing is called basically stealing.
During COVID, a lot of kids would still get meals sent to them because, you know, that was one of the big things that was an issue. Right. So she was kind of taking advantage of that situation as well of like, well, I mean, who's really checking this inventory? And
where was the chicken wings going?
That's what I'm asking. Was there a side hustle?
Think about how many chicken wings is $1.5 million?
That's like a 12 piece nowadays.
No. So say if you're buying it in bulk.
Yeah.
They're going to cost anywhere from 50 to 60 cents a piece. Maybe a little less. Hmm. Right? So, say 50 cents a piece. 3 million chicken wings. Nobody noticed 3 million chicken wings.
She stole 11,000 cases of chicken wings. 11,000. Actually, in the scheme started. It was only 2 years. The scheme started in July 2020 and didn't stop until 2022.
So that was during COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the entire time.
So,
but what did she do with them?
Let me tell you what she did. Hold up. Everybody got somebody in the hood that, you know, right? She said, hey, you don't need to go to the store. I got to hook up on chicken wings. Come see me, right? I'm going to give them to you at cost. So you say, you can get 100 chicken wings for $80, right?
Forget a kingpin. This lady was a wingpin.
I don't know. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Understand.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's how, listen.
She was in a school cargo van to pick up the food. Students
read the
never
story more. I bet she was selling chicken wings out of her house. You she probably had to buy a big freezer.
She kept her mouth shut, though. It doesn't reveal what she did with the wings, just that they were gone.
She sold them.
Yeah, of course she sold them. I mean, hopefully she saved some money for bail. This lady actually was ahead of the game for
the
sure.
The price of chicken wings, and you know what else went up? The price of ribs.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yep. 9 years is a bit strong, though.
that's 9 years. It's the amount, dude.
How many chickens were slaughtered because of her?
What else she had in the mixed bag?
Today is a sad day for young football enthusiasts everywhere.
Why is that?
Tavon Austin announces his retirement. Which, right, in the NFL, who cares? But if you ask any millennial who grew up on YouTube, the number one coveted college film, college highlight film, Tavon Austin's at the top of that list.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'd say Devin Hester, but...
When did Tavon Austin get drafted?
Quite a long time. Let's see. He was drafted by the Titans. What year was this? Didn't even know he was drafted. First round pick, too. 2013. I'm sorry. Drafted by the St. Louis Rams in 2013.
All right.
Yeah. 9 NFL seasons. In and out of the league quite a bit. Based off of his college tape, you would have thought that this guy was going to have an amazing career, but I mean, didn't really translate.
And I'm going to tell you why.
Number 8 overall pick.
In college, you can be fast.
Yeah.
In the NFL, is how you use your speed because they fast too.
Yeah, but this guy was like anytime he touched the ball, it was a highlight.
He went to West Virginia, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a video game.
It was a high powered offense for sure. They had a couple Miramar players there at that time.
Isn't that a Rich Rod's team? Isn't that how he ended up?
No, that's not Rich Rod. That was who's the I can't think of his name.
Oh, I thought West Virginia Rich Rod was what got him at Michigan.
Hmm.
But did Rich Rod come from West Virginia?
I think so. I think you're right about that because a lot of the people who I knew that went from Miramar High School to West Virginia, that pipeline kind of continued over to Michigan as well. So I think you may be right on that.
Woo! Watch out now.
But I'm telling you, these moves that he put on, you thought this guy was going to be, you know, amazing. And
he didn't look very fast.
It was quite arguably the most impressive.
He looked shifty, but not very fast.
Was that ACC or Big East?
Ooh,
Big West East. Virginia?
Yeah, that was Big East.
10 years ago?
I don't remember the Canes having to deal with that every year.
He was, by the way, Rich Rod was 07. He was done at West Virginia before Michigan.
Who was the coach?
I don't know. I was just looking at Rich Rod's.
It wasn't Rich Rod, but when you think of him, he's a big-time coach, an offensive guru.
Hmm.
I can see his face, but I can't.
That was probably 2010, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Bill Stewart?
That doesn't sound
right.
No, go 2013.
Dana Holgerson?
Dana Holson. There it is.
Dana Holgerson.
That's
Holgerson.
The guy? Yeah. That doesn't even sound good, to be honest.
No, he was an offensive guy, too.
Wow. Well.
Yeah, so Rich Rod was Pat White. That was his guy.
Pat White.
Pat White almost got killed down here.
Sure did.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Woof. You guys got time for one more?
Yeah, we got time for one more.
This is a bit of a could be something, could be nothing, definitely. This was posted on the Bleacher Report page. This isn't Olympic activity. This is post-practice. I'm allowed to show this video, right? There won't be any issues for this video, I'm assuming.
What is it a video of?
They were asking, who has the best celebration from all of
Team USA Twitter account?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you can play that.
So this is a question that was posed. Who has the best celebration? You know, we've seen the chef, Steph Curry, good night. You know, we've seen LeBron with the crown. There was a moment in this video, though. I don't know. Maybe LeBron was sending some signals. But you watch the video. You let me know. Who do you think has the best celebration on the U.S. men's national basketball team?
The best celebration on this team.
Best celebration?
You got so many GOATs that already got, their own. Obviously, that was tough.
Crown.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah, what's that one about?
Ah, get up off of me. That's me and Bam Monte. That's my twin.
That's when I get a little A1 when the little boys be trying to stop me.
I'm gonna have to go Drew. Let me go like this. Wave at you for the three.
Drew Holiday three.
Drew Holiday, he does this in the NBA, but he twists the ear of people.
Take your pick. There's just so many of them. I don't know.
I got Crown. I got going crazy. I got Chef got to go night-night. Steph ain't never do a celebration against us.
I never had the pleasure.
Steph, how many do you have?
You got the shimmy. You got the night-night. You got the point.
That's a lot. I like the Steph shimmy. Yeah. That's also tough.
I say the Steph night-night.
I don't know if I'm rocking the couch.
Is that really what you do?
No.
They'll look away when it's in midair?
Does that count?
First of all, I didn't even sit you did the other day until I seen the video the next day.
KD, you got anything?
Too little. You got K when he do this.
What's your celebration?
Point to the sky when I make a 3-pointer. Yeah, but I'm taking Drew. Might steal that, incorporate that into my repertoire.
Ah, generous. So are you alluding to, though, LeBron James calling Bam Adebayo his twin?
Bamonte? Well, you know, that's my twin, Bamonte.
Here, the best one is when Steph shoots it and just turns around.
The night-night was pretty great, though. But my favorite is the Steph shimmy. I love the Steph shimmy.
The shimmy.
But it was interesting. Yes, I did notice Bam and LeBron quite tight.
Little chummy,
Very chummy, yeah. Some may say, Marcos.
Everybody gets along with Bam.
Yeah.
He is friendly. Interesting.
Everybody.
Though. One may say if things can go awry this year, there was a ripcord move.
Ooh.
Very interesting.
I like the crown, by the way. I think the crown's like, come on now. It's the king.
Take a break. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Very excited. Leroy, you know what's coming up this week.
What's coming up?
Miami Heat. That's a win. That's a loss, baby.
Oh. Woo! Where did that get you?
Where did that get me last year? I was very off last year.
It was a rough year.
Playing the last 2 years.
Rough year. But this
not
year,
this year, though, dude.
Not
this year, dude. We got it all together.
Yeah.
You know, Tyler Hero's got a buzz cut. Jimmy Butler is beefing
with
poker people.
What does a buzz cut have to do with any of this?
He's got a look to him, J-Fig. Like, he's all business.
Yeah. Jennifer, have you not realized I ask these questions of this man every day?
You would admit, J-Fig.
I admit nothing.
I was asking Jennifer.
She admits nothing.
Let her speak for herself.
Nah.
You would admit, Jennifer, that Tyler Hero, as somebody like yourself who is boots on the gram, you would admit Tyler Hero looks like he's all business this offseason.
Mm. Is it the same business when you said he was getting swole?
Well, he's getting those man muscles now. You know, there's difference. There's
he
a difference
kind
between.
Of the same to me.
Nah, he looks a little bit more.
Look a little harder. You'll be able to see.
A little something to him. You know, I think Boy Wonder is dead. All right, this is a boy becoming a man.
Ooh, Man Wonder.
Yep. He's doing something too with like.
Can I help him, Marcos?
Sorry.
The black and white photos. There's something about him.
You know,
something about him.
It's less of that.
Oh,
chit-chat.
So like the sweat dripping from his face.
Yeah, right.
Apparently. You get it now.
Something, right?
You
something.
Get it.
Something about
that's
him.
Something today. Today he did something good.
Just saying.
What did that it work? Just...
Mm-hmm. And if you didn't catch that, that's the song that he was having.
Oh, I didn't. So, I didn't realize.
Play of words. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Two tickets to the gun show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Muscular.
Yep.
Honestly, he looks the same to me, so I don't know.
You sure?
Yeah. Positive.
His story right now. He's sitting down.
Look at that.
What?
Look at that.
You need a permit for those things.
Yeah. What's the shoulder muscle called? That one's big.
Oh, I think you know
what that is. You know what that is right there?
Yeah.
The air rifle competition.
What?
He's got big delts.
The air gun.
Looks like he's been dealt a good hand. You know what I'm talking about? Know what
I'm talking about there? Minus one.
Wow. Tough crowd.
Something about him. No, not me, Marcos. I think you deserve a point.
Oh, ho! Balancing out. Leroy, what's the final decision?
Is it overruled?
Look at this.
Oh, come on.
Which one?
Yes.
Which one's the rock, the ball, or the muscles? Can't tell.
That barely looks
like him. You realize how skinny he is?
What?
Do you realize how skinny he is?
He's a thin lad. He's a thin lad.
Okay, so he's supposed to be ripped.
Are those Jordans?
Well, you would say he looks like he's getting juicy with Coach Feld.
Yeah.
Is he trying to rock jorts now?
Juicy.
Hey.
You got to be impressed, Leroy. Look at that.
Am I the only one that's sensing some tornadic activity outside?
No, looking pretty nice over here. Looking pretty nice over here. But give us a full weather update from the Dimension
and
Dover.
You're in Orlando.
YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call up Demesman and Dover at 866-954-MORE. Demesman and Dover.
Your legal fees.
Remember what you need.
Love that jingle.
Family.
I think we nailed it.
That was good.
It's breezy. I'm guessing, and I'm looking here, it's coming out of the west. I can't really tell because I don't see no clouds. There's no clouds over my house, but it looks gloomy as hell. So I'm saying the winds are gusting at 15, 20 miles an hour, which means there's some weather coming in. Can't quite tell you the direction, and there's a heat advisory still for the last couple of days. I'm going to guess it's about 94, 95 degrees, but it feels like about 103,
104. I missed the comment from Antonio. Says, what's Tatum celebration? Keeping that dumb look on his face?
No, I saw no involvement of Tatum, like, anywhere, really, ever since they've won. I didn't even see him get off the bus with the medals.
What's that, J-Fig?
You can't really see, but his Tyler Hero's recent post looks the same.
Looks the same.
I mean,
a little different.
This sounds like something Tobin would say.
A little different.
Only dead fish follow the stream.
Only dead. Is that a?
That's one of his.
Captions.
Yeah.
Wow. Or weak fish.
Ooh.
Wow. How about that?
Look at Leroy exposing himself.
Smart fish getting a damn boat.
I'll see it, Tobin.
The buzz cut, though. You would say that's like a more business.
Why are you trying to make other people say what you say? Nobody says that but you.
I just think you guys are dismissing it.
Yes.
The buzz cut, yeah, it looks good. But
listen, what I don't care how he looks. I don't care how much he works out. I don't care about all that. All I care about is how Tyler Hero plays and if he plays more than 12 damn games. That's it.
Looks like
I got nothing against him. I like his game. I want to see more of it. He's too early in his career to have missed so many games. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that.
Okay, so all this working out and all this exercising and all these subliminal messages don't mean crap because he ain't played enough games. Play some more games. Then come holler at me.
What's that grin for, Tobin?
Sounds like someone's treating like I treated Eichenberg, you know?
Oh!
Wait. You don't have to assume what I said. I told you exactly what I said. I said, I like his game. I like the way he plays. I need him to play more games. That's all I said about his game.
You think this picture looks like a Seal album?
No. It looks like he's on the way to IR when he does poses like that.
Where are you getting these pictures, too?
Hey,
babe!
Please play some more games. He used to have a hot wife.
Seal? Heidi Klum, right?
Yeah.
They're not married anymore?
No.
He's got a new squeeze?
No. Okay. They're not married anymore.
Nothing says
I'm 100 years old like you got a new squeeze.
Got a new squeeze? Oh, look at that. They got a new squeeze.
The Serbian paparazzi is catching Jovic with a new squeeze.
Yeah.
She goes to West Alabama?
Well, she's Serbian.
She didn't know?
I don't know. I think she's been to multiple colleges.
Thought she was going to Alabama?
I don't know.
Man, yeah. That's got to be culture shock, right?
Probably.
He's in Miami and she's in West Alabama. It ain't the same over here.
Howdy, Dvokic. I tell you what. Anyway, that's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. Full of shenanigans, and it was fun. We will talk to you rascals tomorrow.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.